Hey everyone, welcome to M2F Story. Today I am going to share with you Goddess Wish I Born Female, Part 1, written by Saintly. So if you are new to the channel, then please consider subscribing. And check out my Patreon, patreon.com/M2F Story. So I sat there. It was a brightly lit white tabletop. The mirror was round oval, about half a height above my head from my sitting position, with a line of large round white frosted light bulbs, each giving off a soft glow down. The tabletop was a cool marble, white with darker stripes in it, with some dark patches. It wasn't the greatest quality of the stone. It's common for tabletops, but it defiantly gave a very strong look. The table it sat on is old. Oak, I think. But it was stained very dark. It had shaker-style legs and had a cutout area so a person could pull a chair and sit at the mirror with the full tabletop in front of them. The table was built with dovetail joints and was so hard. Gaze. This was odd. Well, on top of the table was an assortment of odd bottles. Small squat ones with jutting black plastic handles, in deep red. Small round and rectangular compacts. Glass bottles with odd liquids. It was my makeup table. My makeup table? Gee, even saying it was odd. It was in a tiny room off of my bedroom, which instead of being a poster-clad mishmash of styles that would make the queer eye guys retch, was a softly decorated off-white with a few pink highlights. Did I mention I was a woman? I wasn't 2 days ago. My name was Bobby. I was a college student in upstate NY, an education major. My lifelong goal was to be a teacher. I couldn't dream of anything more I wanted. I was a good teacher too. I could remember all the way back to when I was a little guy. Boy. Sorry, this change has even changed my way of thinking. When I was a young boy, I remember teaching the other kids grammar and computers when I was 6. But that was until last Thursday. It's always last Thursday, isn't it? Well, while I was doing my student teaching, well, let's just say it didn't go all that well. My placement was in a program for kids who didn't want to learn, kids who mostly have left or been kicked out of school. 2 suspensions in the first week in different situations. Half the class having 10 or more absences in the first 5 weeks. Worse yet, my observer never saw the good, only the frustratingly bad. So when I was pulled, I was upset, of course, but I wasn't crushed. I knew it was coming, I felt it coming on, and well, I was okay. Until I got home, I bawled. I bawled so hard that a large guy like myself might, in any other scenario, be laughed at. But no one, none of my friends who came to support me could bear to see a broken man like that. When my old friend Renee came by, after everything seemed pretty dark, it wasn't just the Indian summer sun going down. It was everything I dreamed. I'd not be a teacher. I don't know what could have happened. Bobby, sweetie, look at me. She was cute, not beautiful, but a soft, round face, always softly made up. She said she just never could imagine or remember a time she didn't go out with some color on her face. Bobby, you're a very smart, strong person. You've helped me so many times. Common. We'll talk and we'll enjoy the evening. I got up, washed my face. It was a sorry red, the red you get when you lost it all. A mix of salt tear irritation and embarrassment. We got into her car. I never needed one, so I never got a license. Not that I was much of a mood or condition to drive. Bobby, we're going to be driving. Tell me everything. Relax. I told her everything that had happened. How I felt. How my parents reacted, how my friends did. She drove out of town, down the Northway and into the Adirondack Mountains. She got off at one of the high exits. The radio, on low in the background, faded out as we moved past the signal strength of the stations from both Albany and from Montreal and Burlington. She clicked it off. I kept on talking. She kept on driving. Bobby, sweetie, close your eyes. Why? Well, trust me. I did. Bobby, I know you're a pagan and you have a very open mind. You've had to take one of the hardest blows of your life because of some very small-minded people. While listening to your story and what you've told me since you started this horrid event, I had an idea. I wanted to sneak my eye open. Just keep your eyes shut. I complied quickly. Bobby, for as long as I've known you, you've been so open and honest. Few people tell so much and expect so little. You ask little in life, and often you don't get what you give. I kept my eyes shut as she told me how special I was. I also know your little secret. I had a lot of little secrets. Wonder which one she may have meant. Bobby, I know one thing you've always had dreams about is what life feels like for girls. My stomach got very tight. Geez, there's a lot of TG stories that end with the boy being a girl that begin like this. You're too cute. What do you mean? What you thought. I remained quiet. I really didn't follow what she could mean. Bobby, we're both pagans. How hard is it to think I might have magical powers? That I could be a witch, not just a spiritual pagan, but maybe one with some sort of arcane powers? All is in the realm of possibility, but it's not exactly what you'd call probable. You can drop the Spock thing. Great, how did she know about my secret Star Trek obsession, too? Sure, you could. I'd believe it, too. You've always been honest with me. Well, Bobby, you've passed the first two tests. First, you did honestly not look. Second, you show faith in your friends. Tests? Well, Bobby, please open your eyes. The car rolled to a stop, the engine hummed. To a halt. After a solid 10 minutes of my eyes being rather tightly clenched at her request, it took a few minutes for things to focus. The tiny cabin looked like something my parents wanted to retire in. I don't think we ended up in Illinois, so why are we at Lincoln's birthplace? She gave a soft laugh. The laugh she gave when she couldn't burst out laughing at a comment she found funny. This was another hint something was up. Bobby, here's where we meet. We? Come on in. I got out of the car. I was going to go to the back to get my coat, but she brushed it off, saying it wasn't important. We walked into the dark cabin. A snap and pop and some overhead lights illuminated. The cabin was fairly large, looked like 5 rooms. The furnishings were rather lush. Big comfy chairs, a fireplace, a long table in the dining area, and full kitchen. It honestly looked a lot smaller outside. Renee, hun, what is going on? You know, I always found how you call all girls hun cute. Well, it's just what I've always done. You never had any sisters. I thought I'd be servicing some pimp in Albany or Boston by 9 p.m. tomorrow. No, never had any sisters. She gave another soft laugh. Oh, right, the mind-reading thing. Okay, Professor X, something is really odd here. Yes, Bobby, it is. Let me explain. For ages on ages, people have ignored worship of the goddess, correct? Right. And those who have returned to her priesthood are very unique individuals, right? Often. I was never dedicated to a goddess, nor a god, just to the path of learning. Bobby, you were born wrong. Now I was getting nervous. We made a mistake. We, a mistake? Renee, you're making less and less sense, her. She turned to face me. I could see a little tear on her left eye trickling down her face. It was slightly smearing a bit of makeup. We helped to place people. Who are we and place what people where? She sat down into one of the large chairs. I sat near her on an ottoman. Now, so it's clear, she once again was right. It's not something I like to jump out and talk about. Hello, I'm Bob, and I'd really love to have been born female. Coffee? It's just not a normal conversation, you know. But it's something I've put in the back of my head since I first read accounts of transsexuality, and finding TG fiction on the internet, well, that was a gem. But it was something I never really gave any real thought to. I was, from my youngest days, very large. Well, really fat. I'd look closer to the large woman from the Drew Carey show than any girl I read about in those stories. And also a very typical boy, slightly aggressive, I mean, despite the nagging feeling I should have been different. We made a mistake, she says. I couldn't disagree. We are agents, priestesses of the unknown goddess. Unknown goddess, you mean like in ancient Greece? Yes. I thought it was the unknown god. Historical inaccuracy. Oh, gee, that was simple. I looked around. The room did have Greek themes. One of the wooden timbers was carved to look like a Doric column, and the mantle over the fireplace had several small figures, looking like depictions of the gods and goddesses of Greece. I continued. The unknown god. Goddess was the force that Greeks, especially Athenians, worshipped to cover their bets. If there was a god, Des, they didn't know. They could worship her, and she'd cover it. Right. You always were a history person. Was she talking about me in the past tense? Well, Bobby, she had many small jobs. One of them was taking potential human lives from the ether and putting them where they were meant to be. And there was a screw-up with me. A big one. Your soul is female, and you've known that for a long time. I'm now legally weirded out. One complaint that your observer said is that you never looked comfortable. What word did he use? With itness. It's actually a word in teaching philosophy. Well, one root of that problem is your soul. You don't feel comfortable very often, not with it. I stooped down into my makeshift seat. This was starting to get eerie. She continued, I can't say why. Sometimes mistakes happen. Sometimes the goddess does it for a reason, to find the weight of someone's character. I felt a click in my head. My mind turned to bind rage. I jumped off my stool and threw it with a hard heel kick. My character? I screamed. What of my character do I have if I am born wrong? All my life's work, the people I knew, the work I've done, the struggles I've handled, it was all wrong. I slumped down. This was the last thing I needed. She was telling me I was wrong, just like everyone else. Just like the advisor who said my lack of with-itness was a reason not to give me my life's dream. Just like the counselor who said, you'll never be a teacher, you have a learning disability. She walked slowly. I turned my head in a hard wrench, looking directly to her eyes. Everything seemed blurry. A mixture of tears, irritation, and simple lack of processing made my vision poor. I had discarded the glasses I wore every day since the sixth grade earlier, so that didn't help either. She touched the top of my head. In various philosophies, the top of the head is an opening for the spiritual into the center, into the body. It's called a chakra, the crown chakra, to be specific. She snapped her fingers over it. That's when something most unique happened. Light. I felt the most intense white light penetrate my body. I don't mean I saw it, I felt it. It went through me, around me, invading every cell of my body. That was my first opportunity to see her. She was rather radiant, female in form, but only mildly. Her whole figure was one similar form, simple, sparkling white energy. She had a head with long flowing hair made of the same material of the rest of her body, but no face, simply a nose line, and something I could perceive as a brow ridge. No eyes, mouth, or a real nose to speak of. Her body was her clothing, billowing like a dress, but in her own flesh. She was breathtaking. It was what I always felt a goddess should look like. She was beautiful. The area around us was a stark black, which only highlighted her deep beauty. We seemed to be floating. My feet were hanging, but I didn't feel held. Simply there. We two, the goddess and the confused young man, stood in a column of light, as he first saw something in a larger world. Then she spoke. It wasn't vocal. It was spiritual. It rang in him, the way a young child's conscience rings when she might want to take a cookie, but knows better. This spiritual ring was so perfectly clear. Greetings, my child. Renee has told you of me. I had to think pretty fast. I spoke my response, not knowing what else to do. I didn't know how to respond, but I decided to be polite, just in case. Yes, m'lady. You are known as the unknown goddess. But known now, I pray to you. Yes, m'lady. The figure took a warmer stance than her previous form. The face seems to relax from its previous stoic nature. You a respectful young man. She has spoken to you about the error? M'lady, with due respect, if there was an error, was it not in your power to correct? There is no god of full power, young man, and we desire near perfection. But we realize the errors and fix them. How can you fix an error made 22 years ago without destroying what is made in that time? Simply, my child, I wish you. Wish me, m'lady? She came nearer. She touched the hem of my shirt. Yes, my child. You were made to be one of my servants, like Renee. She was fated to come to you? Yes. So I am to change my profession? After 4 years of my life devoted to something different? M'lady, that is an... Suddenly, my voice lost its power. No, my child. You see, I have no male priests, nor male followers. In these times, I only show myself to those whom I fate. All so far have been female. Unfortunately, an error has led to one of my chosen to be born as a male. I didn't know how to react. Power flooded back to my vocal cords. After a moment or two, I responded, I am unsure how to continue, m'lady. I am at a very frightening crossroads, my life. Again, the power dropped. Yes, my child. I noticed then she never called me by my name. I stood up in my dream world, not sure how or what I was standing on. Milady, I am a ruined person at the point this has approached. Did you develop this situation? No, my child, though it is within my power. Your reviewer was judging you. I'll leave it to my brothers and sisters in power if it was a fair judgment. She seemed genuinely saddened. The brow ridge dropped and the entire being gave off a sense of remorse. My lady, you seem, at least as I can perceive it, very sad. How may I help? You've lost your career. Your beliefs in gods and goddess are being confirmed one-on-one, and one of your first statements is to ask how to serve. Gee, said that way. Click. I was fated to be a servant, my life. I could have been so different. Happy. Yes, my child. I reared back in a little fright. Sorry, milady. The reading of minds is still disconcerting. Her mood lightened slightly, not unlike Renee. My child, Renee has informed me that in your deepest fantasies, you knew you were to be born female or that you were not meant to be male. I could only blush for a moment. Yes, milady, I've never felt comfortable in my own skin. That's it for today. Hope you have enjoyed it. If you do, then be sure to subscribe for the next part of this story. And show your support on Patreon.